Morning Wake Up continues all week long. We are interviewing everyone who would avail themselves of the opportunity to come in, who's running for city council, be it First Ward, Third Ward, or at large. And our candidate right now is a challenger in the at-large position seat, Emily Devendorf, former executive director, managing director, political director, policy director for Equality Michigan. That's an advocacy group aiming for full equality and respect for all Michiganders, regardless of their sexual orientation, gender identity, or expression. She's also the former chief of staff for a state rep and has policy experience in the legislature. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here very much. So you're running for the at-large position. You came through the primary. What would you consider your most significant accomplishment outside of the public sector, something that you're really proud of that happened away from necessarily public service?
Well, much of my life has been public service, so that's a hard question. Since I was a teenager, I've been working in race relations, women's rights, LGBT mm-hmm. rights, and I've been a public policy wonk. So so I have loved everything that has to do with serving people, and in particular, the most vulnerable. I am attracted to trying to solve problems and find resolutions that will really benefit everybody, get everybody's voices to the table.
Anything on the business side, I mean, you'll have to work, and you know the council does work,
yeah.
you know, with business relations in the city, with a lot of folks for development and et cetera. Anything yeah. on that side of the equation necessarily?
Well, throughout my career, I have worked with the faith community. Mm-hmm. I've worked with a big business. I've worked with Fortune 500 companies to try to build economic development. And I also helped to craft the foreclosure lifeline legislation in the middle of the foreclosure crisis. So I've done a lot to try to create holistic responses to a lot of the issues that we've come up against, because I do think that a lot of times in politics, you get leaders that just try to appease one group of people or just try to come at it from one direction. And I'm somebody who educates the people, organizes people to advocate for themselves, and also does negotiating on the inside with mm-hmm. those decision makers that are charged with representing the people. So I try to make sure that we are doing everything possible. I also help to run a victim services agency.
Okay.
The only one of its kind, the only statewide equality org that has a victim services agency. So we were waking up to hate crimes and employment discrimination cases and working with the FBI and federal prosecutors. So it's really been a very complete experience in advocacy that I've had.
What's your relationship with Mayor Bernero? Is he supporting you, not supporting you in this race? Differences that you might have in areas where you think that you're in strong agreement with him?
Sure. Well, I do appreciate a lot of what Mayor Bernero has done for the city. I think he's done some great things to bring development to the city. He has supported my candidacy, but I would say that I have said at the beginning in conversations with him, and I have shown in throughout my campaign and in my leadership that I'm an independent voice. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing that I can bring to my relationship with the mayor and city council, is that I continue to insist that we are making decisions based on research, based on inventory of what the public needs, based on what we hear when we bring the public to the table so that all voices can be heard. And that means I'm not going to be making any decisions based on favors or vendettas. And that's part of why I ran. The part of why I ran is I saw how the mayor and the city council work together, mm-hmm. and I would say don't work together. And I am used yeah. to being able to work with everybody on all sides of an issue.
As an at-large council person here, you would represent and advocate for the entire city, not just the ward. There seems to be an undercurrent in this campaign we've picked up on that there are those who are being left out in the city. There's downtown, there's Rio Town, there's Old Town, mm-hmm. and then there's that, quote, rest of town. Mm-hmm. Rest of town seems to be a little restless. Do you feel the same vibe?
I do. I think that there are some focus on particular neighborhoods, as you said, mm-hmm. and that we have other areas of town, like the south side of Lansing, that feels neglected and is neglected. And to me, that is something that is very addressable. What we need to realize, though, is that different parts of town may have different needs and wants, and mm-hmm. not see development as the same thing. And maybe looking for different kinds of development, maybe looking for more community input and activity. The South Side needs more than a lot of other parts of town and just the basics. We should be making sure that all parts of town are meeting the bare minimum of what will make our community and our neighbors' lives stable.
You've got on the plate here for the city the burden of massive legacy cost.
Yes.
The task force has been addressing this, MSU involved. Eric Scorsone has been on the show numerous times. No one on council seems to want to address those selling the Board of Water and Light. Right. But at least looking at that as an option and putting a figure to it, as a council member, isn't that just due diligence?
I think due diligence is looking at everything.
And that would be everything.
Right, right. I don't take issue with seeing how we are functioning as a city and whether we are functioning in a sustainable, affordable way. But that means looking at all of our assets and all of our services. I think where the public is responding to this with dismay and frustration is that it seems like we're only talking about the Board of Water and Light. And we're talking about the Board of Water and Light because it is an asset of such great value. However,
right.
We're only looking at monetary value, and frankly, even if we were to sell the Board of Water and Light, what we would get from that sale wouldn't fill the hole that we're talking about trying to fill. So what people want to see is that we are doing our due diligence, indeed, and we're looking at everything that the city is spending mm-hmm. money on and all of our services, making sure that we're being responsible in how we're functioning, and that the Board of Water and Light is one thing that we're taking stock of and making sure is really to our benefit, along with everything else before we make any decisions to target any of our assets.
So you wouldn't say, yeah, I'm selling it, or I want, but you would look at it. You'd say, you know, we should at least review that.
I would say if it's
a part of, dollar figure to
if
it.
It's a part of a larger review of everything, sure.
All right. Just a few seconds left here. Some people label you primarily an advocate mm-hmm. for the LGBT community
yeah.
because of your most recent experience,
right.
Is that a fair label, or do you consider yourself more than that?
I am absolutely more than that. I've been in public policy and politics for mm-hmm. over 15 years, and yes, I have had a focus on advocacy issues and social justice issues, but I have crafted really great public policy in all areas, in many areas. Again, I helped craft the foreclosure lifeline legislation, but I actually was the staffer to the chair of the banking committee. So while a lot of people wouldn't expect that, I know maybe too much more than most people should know about banking issues. And that's of real benefit. And so is the staffing I've done to legislators who are vice chair of the Judiciary Committee. So my passion is doing public policy that helps the average person. And in the last 5 years, I've been privileged enough to focus that on the LGBTQ community and those who are HIV positive.
Emily Diefendorf is running for the at-large seat. She's one of four candidates for two seats for that position. Emily, we appreciate you coming in and speaking to the voters today.
Thank you so much.
All right, keep it here. This is 1320 WILS.